All right, so we did, it's called Fuge Camps last week at James Madison University, Monday, well, I guess not last week, the week before last week. And yeah, so they do a couple different types of camps. The one that we did was called Centrifuge, and we basically stayed on campus the whole time that we were there, doing different activities, Bible studies, worship services, big nighttime activities like all together. And my personal favorite time, after the big worship services, they would dismiss us all to what they called church time. So our kids were signed up or got signed up for all kinds of different things throughout the day. And then the meal in the cafeteria during the meals, we were like all spread out. There's like 800 people there, so it was like all over the place. So that was like the one time during the day that we got to kind of just come together and talk about the service that we had just experienced together, different things that we were learning, and share all that. So that was definitely my favorite time of the day, getting to be with the kids. And, you know, it was a much different vibe in a huge auditorium with 800 people and lights and electric guitars that we now have. Thank you, Zach. And full drum sets. And, you know, it was just like, and I could tell like the first night we were there, our kids are used to Horizon, right? So they're kind of like, what's going on? But Ross did a really great job kind of talking through how in Scripture, in the original language, there's lots of different words for praise. And he's going to do a message on it at some point for all of us. But it was just cool because I know for me and for a lot of the students, it kind of broadened our horizons to like, there's literally a word in Hebrew for praise that means like I put my hands up, but we just translate it praise, right? Or I bow down and surrender and submission, and we just say praise the Lord, right? So we really challenged and encouraged our students and ourselves to engage in worship in a way that maybe was new and probably uncomfortable, but biblically accurate. That's a hard words to say together. Scripturally sound. And man, I'm really thankful for Jarrell because they're like, I'm a very like passive kind of person. Who's like, yeah, so we'll let the kids, if they want to like kneel down. So he's like, no, just tell them to kneel down. I was like, all right, I don't know. And so I did. And everybody in our church time in this college classroom, all of our students on their knees, praying to the Lord, confessing, going through that Acts prayer thing. And wow. you know, I've known some of you guys since you were in your mama's bellies, some of you for 5, 10 years. And just to see these kids that Horizon, more than any church I've ever been a part of, pours into, invests in, cares about, thinks about our children. And these kids who were crawling around on the dirty movie theater floor for a while, who are now freaking adults, which is wild. Just to see the investment that we as a church over decades have made in their lives, and even to put them in positions like sending them off to camp. Like, thank you guys for helping us raise money, right? Coordinate and pull off fundraisers, and the years and the tears and the prayers that went into before this trip, and we'll continue. That's the other thing. Like, it's one thing to like be there to send them off, but they knew they were coming back home to a family, a church family that loves them and will continue to support them. And so I wish that you guys could have been there to see that, but I know and trust and believe in what the Lord did in them, that will continue. You're going to get to see it in the days, weeks, months, and years to come. So thank you so much. It was a really amazing trip, and we're going to invite some of the students to come up and share. Jonathan and Josh were both threatening to make the other one go first, so they're going to come up together and be our first two to share.
This is his fault. Yep.
Got this. It doesn't have to be long, just a little something. Yeah.
About what? I didn't particularly like it. The food was good.
Say that to the microphone.
Right, the food was good, but like...
It was.
It was way too loud and hot, and I still have a headache.
Good job.
Yeah, Josh. Straight
yeah.
All right. I completely agree with what Josh said.
No.
I also like learned like a few things. Like one of the things I especially learned about was prayer. Like before going to Fuge, I didn't really pray a lot, but like I learned from like the Bible studies and the worship that like prayer is really important to like have a conversation with God and have an actual relationship with Him. What was the other thing? Hey, my notes. I also like started like reading the Bible a little bit while I was there, like on my own, and it like I haven't really done that before, and it was really interesting to read all the stories that I haven't like read before, or haven't read in a long time.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Who are you gonna call up next?
Thomason. Yeah, Thomason.
I mean, I have a buddy.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Basically, I enjoyed everything. Not everything, but there are some things that were, like, iffy. But I went there. I already have, like, a relationship with God, but I didn't want to go. Because I didn't plan to go, but, you know, things happen. Yeah, she did. But it was really good because I didn't have a roommate, which is really good. It was really good. But at the same time, like, I got to, like, talk to, like, the younger ones. And, like, after Monday, I, like, opened up to, like, talking to, like, people because I had... There's this, like, Kate. Not this Kate, oh, but, like, yeah, the other Kate. Yeah. She was, like, our group host. She was, like, the first person that, like, I spoke to. And, like, she was one who, like, opened my mind to, like, the camp thing. And I'm thinking of maybe becoming, like, a staffer for them. I'm still thinking. I'm not, yeah. Or, like, maybe, like, an adult for, like, next year if we go. But, yeah, it was really good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The food was good, but I had no freedom. Yeah. Like, you get to do what you want.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. Kiki, call somebody up. Who do you want to come up?
Aiden and Aaron.
Aiden and Aaron, come on up. Yeah.
I introduce yourself. My name's Aiden, and I enjoyed the rec center and the student center.
Great. Because
I got to do absolutely nothing useful.
Yeah. Go ahead, Aaron.
I'm Aaron, and my favorite part was about it was worshiping time.
Awesome. That's great. All right, call somebody up. Oh, Zach's gone? By yourself? The audacity.
Hi, I'm Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Camp was really great. And I think it really, like, changed the way that I think about, like, God and just, like, life in general. Because, like, before camp, like, I knew a lot of things, like, about God. I knew about, like, Jesus and, like, why He died for us and died for our sins and, like, what that meant. But I never really, like, let it affect my life very much. But after camp, like, I want it to affect my life. And I, like, and I've started letting it affect my life. And I've started being more intentional about, like, praying more, reading the Bible more. I think also it really changed the way I think about worship. Because before camp, I never really, like, enjoyed worship that much. But like the worship at this camp was just like different than anything I had ever experienced. And I think that was definitely my favorite part of the camp, and I definitely like didn't expect that at all. Yeah.
I'm shorter than the rest of them, so. Chill. Anyway. Okay, so I wrote down a little something. I just wanted to share kind of my experience, because I had a good time with all of the activities and stuff, but I feel like God really moved me, like, in a way. So throughout my spiritual journey, I've experienced, like, ups and downs, just like the rest of us. But in my downs, I've kind of asked myself questions like, does God love me? Why did God make me? And does God even exist? And before camp, I was kind of in a spiritual down. I just really wasn't, like, feeling led to go. I was like, I'll go. Maybe it'll be fun. And it was going to be really hot, and I was kind of bummed out about that. and I was asking myself, does God love me before camp? After camp, I can say without a doubt that he does. Camp moved me in a way that I haven't really experienced since 2018, when I was baptized here in a horse trough. That was awesome. what convinced me of that was the simple fact that the pastor said, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, I don't know if you know, but the odds of you specifically being born are one in millions. And I've heard that fact before, but it really hit me like a ton of bricks at camp. And I looked back at my life and realized just how special, like, my life was, and then everything started to kind of line up, and it kind of, like, Legos in my mind. It was like, first, God is a kind God, and so I kind of told myself things that I knew were true, and that ultimately built me up. So God is a kind God. God wouldn't create something that he hated in his own image. God made me, so God loves me. Knowing this fact opened my eyes and heart to how I was working with working in the people I came to camp with. I'm not going to name any names because I don't want to embarrass anybody, but worship was my favorite part of camp, which a lot of people have said already. But we were all very reserved on the first night of worship, like Elijah said. We were kind of just doing our thing, just business pose, standing there. but as the week went on, people got, like, I think God really changed our attitude towards worship, and we really loosened up. I think most people could say the same here, that maybe we weren't feeling it on night one, or things just felt a little bit tighter, but as the nights went on, we really started to grow. And I saw so many, like, friendships form with people, very unlikely people, I will say. But even more than just friends, I watched, like, our community of believers, like at youth group, we grew even tighter together in a way that I've never seen before. And we lifted each other up when, like, we were sad, we were hurting, or, yeah. And I don't think that that bond that we built is going to go away, even though we're back here now. So thank you, guys.
Who's next? And Toby, do it together. Buddies.
Okay. Do you want to go first? Or?
Sure. My name's Toby. One thing I really enjoyed about the camp was getting to know a lot of people. I really enjoyed my time with my roommate Vincent too. It was really nice to hang out with him. Spiritually wise, I'd say I think I grew a lot closer to God in that moment. I had a moment in the camp, but I don't really want to talk about it, but I really grew a lot closer with him. I felt like he felt more like a friend to me now instead of someone I needed to fear or someone that I couldn't talk to or reach in times of need. But, yeah.
I'm Vincent, and I'm Toby's roommate.
Still, and forever.
Yeah. I think my favorite memory from camp was one time we woke up at 4 a.m. to go to Walmart, And yeah, that was pretty sick. I think I enjoyed camp, and I used it as a way, I think, to ground myself in my faith and like center myself on things that maybe I already knew. And I was definitely very wary of the worship at first, because I do enjoy like more intimate worship sessions, like smaller even than here at Horizon. And so there was like 800 kids or something at the worships, and it was very big. But I would say like towards the end, the worship did like affect me as I saw it like affecting other people. So in that way, I think I could appreciate how like the worship could affect me indirectly through like those around me. And I think that was really cool. So yeah.
My name is Jesse. Camp was good.
Great. Why? Did you want to? Yeah, what made it good?
The worship, like as everybody else has said, the first night it wasn't that good, and I kind of didn't think much of it because I didn't think it would be fun. Like, I wasn't really trying to go to the camp in general. But then as the nights went on, it got better. I think I definitely learned more about God, and I grew closer to God, because before I wasn't really like going to church, praying, like reading the Bible, any of that. But I think during the worship and during the camp in general, I got like better at it and like grew more. So yeah.
Thanks, man.
Girl gang, come on. Oh, Avery's gonna come? Okay, and then the girl gang can come.
Okay, hi, I'm Avery. I wrote a whole thing. So, going into camp, like, everybody was, like, I wasn't that excited because I was, like, planning to cling on to a few people, get through boring worship, do it all over again, go in the heat. And to my surprise, that wasn't really any of that except the heat. It got to, like, 100 one day. Yeah. It was brutal. Oh, my gosh. We all got sunburned. It was really bad. But yeah, my favorite part was really the worship. I felt God moving me a lot. And I'm a naturally, I feel like, guilty person. And I learned that the heart of Christianity is love, not guilt. So God doesn't want me to feel guilty. And so throughout the week, I felt, I guess, the Holy Spirit moving around our whole group. And he was like, I felt God saying to me, like, read the Bible because you want to, not because like you have to. And so I made the decision to follow Christ, and I feel like he changed my life. And I don't know, I like, it's a choice you have to make, but I'm so glad that I made the choice and I didn't feel pressured to worship or read the Bible. And so that was something I've hardly ever experienced before, so I thought that was really awesome. And yeah, the first day of worship, I was like, no. And then, but like every night after that, I was like crying, and we had all a good time. And we got to go to the front sometimes, and that was really cool. And we like hugged the pastor, so that was really awesome. So yeah, I just really feel like the Holy Spirit moved among me and my friends. So yeah, I'm so grateful for that. I wrote, let's see. Isaiah 32:18, do not worry, God is in control. So, yeah, thank you.
Come on.
Adriel.
She's right next to you. And Selah, and Peyton, and Lucy, come on. Everybody. Lucy's hiding. Yeah, I'm fine.
My name's Selah.
Hi,
camp was really fun, more fun than I expected. I didn't expect worship to be like that good. I'm not really used to somebody talking that loud. I don't know. Everybody was really nice, and it was fun.
So I'm Adrielle, and hi. So I live at a summer camp, so I wasn't like sure how I felt about going to a different one. I didn't know if it would be like really different or kind of the same, and it was really, really different. I had kind of a lot of adjusting to do at first, but it ended up being like really, really good. The worship and the sermon was really powerful, and church group time was awesome. I loved that. And yeah, we just all had like a really good time. I don't know.
Yeah, that was great. Thanks.
Oh, hard. There you go. Hi, I'm Peyton.
Hi, Peyton.
I had a good time because it's my first time actually going to Virginia.
Oh. Thanks.
But as a new Christian and new to church and all, I had a really good time and have a better understanding of relationship with God and stuff. Yeah. And yeah.
That's great. Thanks.
Kate, I just wanted to, of the five adults that went, it was awesome to witness these young adults grow in the Lord. And it's funny, no one mentioned until Selah about the speaker, which is really funny. The worship was awesome and amazing. I think they've summed up really well. I think we were all in tears every night. Maybe not the first night, because everybody was like, I don't know about this. But overall, it was an awesome experience. Marcus, the pastor, was awesome. He really taught about the fundamentals of what it means to follow God, how the Bible is food for our souls. And I really liked his quote. I'm paraphrasing, but you like meals, right? We eat every day to nourish our bodies, and we don't remember everything we've eaten ever. But sometimes you remember certain meals, right? And we need to feed our soul with the word every day so that we're nourished. And you'll pull out, I'm a bad memorizer, but it's, you got to feed yourself, and you know, and God will support you, you know, through his word. So I thought that was awesome. I'm trying to think what else. The church time was awesome. Definitely cool. We, you know, these huge worship sessions. And then I think the last, we had four worship, did we have four church times, I think? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the last two, we had the idea, instead of walk, it was like a half mile walk from the main like room to like our room that was in like a far classroom building. And we lost one of them. I think, Zach, you were wandering around.
Lose him.
Well, he went to the bathroom without telling me. It was one of the rules. Tell the adults where you're going and have a buddy. Broke that rule. Two rules, brother. But anyway, so we get to the classroom and we're like, you know, because we're all, it's like 800 people walking together to all the different rooms, right? So you're like in a mess of people till the very end where you all go to your own rooms. And we're like, oh no, where's Zach? So I walk, I trace back our steps. I had to go the whole half mile back. And I just see him like, where is everybody? And there's no one in the room. I'm like, Zach! He goes, what? Where did you guys go? Anyway, so that was a good extra mile of my steps. I hit 18,000 every day. Thank you, Zach. That day was low, too, so you helped me get the goal. But it was really, the church time was up. But anyway, we were outside, and we started doing worship, just Elijah on a guitar, and that was super powerful. Even though we just worshiped for an hour and a half, I could see all the youth just really into it, and it was really touching to me, and it was really awesome. And I think the last night, another group just came and sat down and started worshiping with us. That was super awesome. But it was really awesome. So thank you for everybody's support and helping us go. Thank you to our wives and significant others that helped us go. So that was awesome. And I'll leave you on a funny note. So the food was excellent because we just could eat anything we want. And, you know, Rachel helps have a healthy home at my house. And Rachel's like, how was your dinner? And I was like, good. I had two pieces of pizza, mac and cheese, French fries. Don't forget the ice. Wait, I'm not done. And then I'm trying to think through the main meal. And then I had two brownies and ice cream and a cookie. And so I could feel the look through the face, you know, so it was good. And Lucy pipes in, is like, I had a salad, you know, so it was great. Thank you. And it was awesome. So.
I'm not making anybody do anything they don't want to do, but this is last call. Anybody else? Any adults or students? No. All right. Yeah, and also you can just ask a kid, like, how was your time? And they'll probably tell you, because this is a little intimidating sometimes. Yeah, so the theme was Revival Generation. And everybody's said this, and I don't know if it's us or what, but, like, pretty skeptical, right? Like, going in, which I think is probably good. Like, nobody was, like, diving in head first, like, whatever they say is the truth, you know. We're going to do whatever they tell us to do and not think about it. And that's how I felt. As soon as I heard the theme was Revival Generation, I was, like, picturing, like, the whole, like, tents and stuff from the 40s and, you know, and it's like, people change for the weekend and then they go right back to everything else, you know. A little skeptical, but, man, Ross said it, but... we didn't know the worship leader, Josh Price, or the pastor, Marcus, before we got there. And so, you know, I'm like, I hope these people are, like, on the same page. And they really were. The way they were just, like, quoting scripture, you could tell it was hidden in their heart. And they were speaking from genuine, deep relationship with the Lord. Pastor Marcus at one time came down and was, like, grabbing kids and, like, praying with them and stuff, and just really authentic, really genuine, and they hit really hard. Not this grand idea of revival and, like, you got to go back and save souls for Jesus at your schools, and also, it was like, it starts with you. That was the whole thing. Like, it just took away all my, like, skepticism. It was like, we're not talking about anybody but you, sitting right where you are. Revival has to start with you before it can go to anybody else. And it was, like, the second or third night. They, like, moved us around this huge auditorium. And this particular night, we were, like, literally front and center. And the pastor was, like, inviting people to come forward. I honestly don't even remember what it was for. But as I'm standing there, I was feeling this need, this, like, leading of the Spirit to symbolically, right? Like, all that stuff is symbolic. Like, I'm not any closer to Jesus at the altar than I am in my seat, right? He's always with us. But symbolism is important, right? Like, we're called to be baptized. That's nothing more than symbolism. It's testimony to our brothers and sisters, right? So I'm standing there, I'm like, man, I feel like I need to go down there. And then you start to get these, like, second thoughts start dying, like, what are the kids going to think if they're like, our leader's going down to, like, whatever, like, confess sin and, you know, like, repent, whatever. And I was like, revival starts with me. Like, how can I expect them to go somewhere that I'm not going to go? I feel like the Lord was, like, really impressing that on me. And so I did, and I was worried about it, and I was kind of like, what are they going to think and all this kind of stuff. But it got to a point where I was like, man, if I am not living out a genuine faith, I love you guys, but, like, forget you guys. my faith needs to be personal to me. Pastor Marcus said something that really stuck with me. He said, a lot of people lead purpose-driven lives, but few are spirit-led. And I was like, ouch. That just, like, nailed me. Because I do feel like my life is full of purpose. Like, I know, like, little p purpose, I, you know, I have a family, I have ministry, I have students, all these things that I feel very confidently the Lord has brought me into and called me to. And I told this to the kids. I am not as spirit-led nearly as I could be. It's like, oh, that seems like a good idea. I think that'll be helpful. I think that'll be good for the kids. I think, you know, it's stuff that, like, makes sense. But when it comes to, like, face on the floor, like, God, like, show me where you're leading me. Because some stuff that makes sense isn't where God is leading, right? We had our breakfast book club on Friday, and we were reading Numbers still. Whew, it's a slog, man. Thanks again to JJ, who's been requesting it for a year. And we read the part where God tells Moses, speak to the rock and make the water come out to nourish the people. And Moses goes over and hits the rock. And I don't know if this is true. Like, I'm not a brilliant person, but I've heard people who are smarter than me say, in that part of the desert, there was like these calcium deposits in the rocks, and you could hit them and make water come out. And that was like not like a shock to the Israelites to see that. God wanted them to see him just speak to it and make it come out, right? And so that was just like a reminder to me. It was like, you can do the thing that makes sense, right? But God didn't tell him, give the people water. He said, speak, and I will give them water. And so coming out, for me, coming out of last week, am feeling the conviction to not just like schedule the events and create the programs that like make sense, but to like really spend time in prayer and in submission to the Lord to say, like, what do you think? Like, is this going to be something that is going to be helpful, positive, and encouragement, not just like, yeah, we should do that worship night because why not? You know, it's like, does God want us to do that? Is his spirit leading us to that place? And so that was just like a really, for me, that's like my testimony coming out of there. It was just really powerful. And we covet your prayers. I think each one of us, whether we share it or not, or shared the full story or not, each one of us were touched and impacted in some way. And these things, like, you guys know, they talk, even at camp, they talk about like this whole like mountaintop experience. You're surrounded by all these people and you're doing this thing. We're at two church services a day and all, you know, like all these things. And then you come back and it's like summer break and you're like, what am I just sitting on my hands, right? Like, so we really want to see the ways that the Lord spoke and moved in each of our lives continue and to be encouraged and to be prayed for that the Lord would continue, because that's really what it was, right? Like, you could say that all that stuff is manufactured to evoke this certain sort of thing, but I mean, just in conversations and knowing these kids, like, I know that the Lord was at work in their hearts and in their lives. And so it wasn't the big thing. It wasn't the trip. It was God. And God is still here with us and with them. And so our prayer is that he will continue to do in us what he did at camp, because it was him. It wasn't all of that. So please be praying for our students, for the leaders who are working with them and in relationship with them, that we'll be able to continue to follow the Lord first for ourselves and then also walk alongside them in their faith journey. So thank you again.